So as we are dancing in procession, we should chant very sweetly, with feeling and devotion. We should chant loudly, so that the sound of Krishna's name can fill the ears of people of all different entities moving in non-Buddhist directions. Thakur Haridas said to Lord Chaitanya that this, actually he said to one Brahmin in an assembly, that the loud chanting of the holy names is 100 times more powerful than chanting silently. Because when we chant loudly, all living beings, moving and non-moving, become purified and benefited by the mercy of the Lord just by hearing the holy name. And how much pleasure it gives to Krishna when we help others on the path of Krishna consciousness. So let us chant loudly and very nicely. And in our dancing, we should dance very gracefully and devotionally. Sometimes you may think you are a madman. But in general, we should dance very gracefully, devotionally. In dancing, we are offering the limbs of our body to Krishna's holy name in kirtan. And this type of kirtan performance will attract the hearts of so many people. So we are about to do parikrama of Jagannath's temple. With your permission, could I tell you one story of Lord Chaitanya performing parikrama? One year when the devotees came from Bengal, this is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, they first came to Atharanala, bathed at Narendra Sarovar and met the Lord. Then they came to Gambhira, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with them. They went to the sea to take bath. Then they came back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they took prasad with him. Then they went to Jagannath's temple. When they came into Jagannath's temple, they witnessed the Dup Arti. After the Dup Arti, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced all of his devotees to have kirtan in the kirtan hall of the temple, where all of you have gone yesterday to have darshan. Lord Chaitanya and his associates, he had a beautiful, beautiful kirtan of the holy names of Lord Krishna. Can everyone hear? Thank you. Lord Chaitanya divided the devotees into four groups. Each group he appointed a lead dancer. Srivas Thakur, Rakeshwar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, I think Advaita Charya, they were the lead dancers. And Gadadhar actually was one of the lead dancers. They were dancing and dancing in the kirtan hall of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the middle of the four groups. There were two mridangas in each group. And there was eight karatas in each group. So altogether, there was eight mridanga and 32 karatas. And all devotees were loudly, loudly chanting. Everyone was dancing and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatically dancing in the midst of all of them. This kirtan was so tumultuous with the instruments and the voices of the devotees, it filled all 14 planetary systems of the universe. How is that possible? By the Supreme Lord's mercy, everything is possible. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting great, great symptoms of divine love. Then he took the devotees to have a kirtan procession circumambulating the temple of Jagannath. As they were circumambulating the temple, the residents of Puri were struck with wonder. People from all directions came running just to see this beautiful, graceful kirtan performance of the Lord and his devotees. Whoever saw this kirtan or heard the holy names, their hearts were filled with Krishna praying. When King Pratapuruja heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were doing viparikrama around Jagannath's temple, he climbed to the roof of his palace just to see such sweet, melodious kirtan, such effulgent, loving devotees chanting. He and his queens were struck with wonder. Their hearts melted. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the rear gate, the tiger gate, there are four gates. The eastern gate is Lion Gate, Simhadwara. And the southern gate is Horse Gate, Aswadwara. The western gate is Tiger Gate. And northern gate is the Elephant Gate, Hastidwara. We will see all of these gates as we are doing our parikrama. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in front of the Tiger Dwara, having kirtan, the kirtan was so wonderful. All four groups were chanting, dancing. Mahaprabhu was dancing in the middle of them. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a great miracle. Every kirtan group thought that Lord Chaitanya was gazing always only at them. Lord Chaitanya was in the middle. They were surrounding him on all four sides. But still, everyone saw Lord Chaitanya only looking at them. Not only did each group only see Lord Chaitanya looking at them dancing, but each person in each group saw Lord Chaitanya looking only at me. This was a reenactment of the pastime of Lord Krishna when he was sitting on the bank of the Jamuna with his gopa friends taking prasad. As Krishna would sit and take prasad with the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, the cowherd boys would surround him in a circle. His most intimate associates, the eight sakas, were in the closest circle around him. And then their assistants were in another circle around him, and then another circle, and another circle. It was like a beautiful multi-petaled lotus flower. And Lord Krishna and Balaram were in the whirl of that lotus flower. As they were taking prasad together in very, very jubilant mood on the banks of Sri Jamuna Mahi, every single cowherd boy could see that Krishna is only looking at me. In this way, Krishna completely satisfied the heart's desire of each and every cowherd boy. In the same way, during this kirtan, Lord Chaitanya appeared as he was looking in all four directions simultaneously, and everyone was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is showing his special divine mercy to me. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. They continued the parikrama to the northern gate, then back to the Simhadwaram. Then they entered again into Jagannath's temple. And there, the pujaris are offering flowers to Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all his devotees chanting and dancing, saw the beautiful flower offering to Jagannath. Then they all went back to Gambira to take Jagannath's prasad. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Tonight we will circumambulate the temple of Lord Jagannath together. Sweet, graceful, devotional kirtan. And then, for those of you who are auspicious in your birth, you can go in to have the darshan of Lord Jagannath. Perhaps you will see the flower offering. And then we will have Jagannath's prasad. Not at the Gambira, but at the Radha Gopinath Bhakta Samaj Prasadam Hall. So we will begin. Gairam Prabhu, would you lead us in prayer? Please. Gairam Prabhu is the president of the international headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Sridhar Mayapur. Srila Harikesh Maharaj, one of the very prominent GBCs, said that if Gairam Prabhu is not acting as president, I give up on the project. He said like that, yes? You cannot lie in a holy dhali. Gairam Prabhu is a very, very special, wonderful Vaishnava. We're so grateful and happy he has let us all very, very enthusiastically welcome him to our yatra. Thank you.